Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It's time for the bigger picture. And the question is, will there be an even bigger sell-off?
Oh, yes. The tech sell-off dragging markets down this morning, Ryan.
So is the question now, is it the beginning of a correction or is this a chance to buy on the dips? Let's get the bigger picture from Phelan Wickersmasinger. He's the head of research for Singapore at Maybank Kim Eng. Morning, Phelan. How are you doing this Friday morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, great to have you on. No, the markets now taking a bit of a breather, it seems. What's your take on the valuations now across the various sectors? Are you seeing more investors starting to think about sector rotation?
Well, I think it depends on the perspective. As a market, on a price-to-earnings basis, it looks very high, around 16.5 times, when the long-term average has been around 14 times. But when you actually look at it on a price-to-book basis, it's actually trading below book. Versus normally trades at around 1.2 times. So on a PE basis, things look high. I think it's largely because the E or the earnings is uncertain. Nobody has visibility. I mean, we are living in fairly extraordinary times, so everyone's kind of living quarter to quarter. But also, if you look, unlike the global financial crisis or the Asian financial crisis, when there was quite a lot of uncertainty around the book value, I don't think that exists today, mostly because of the government support schemes that have been put in place, not just in Singapore, but regionally as well as globally. So I think there's a lot more confidence on the books, and I think from that point, the market actually looks relatively cheap. From a sector basis, valuations do look a little bit high on the technology side as well as on REITs and so on. But when you compare them with some of the global valuations, they don't look particularly stretched. So I think at this stage, it's probably not really looking for sector rotation, but more picking up good quality companies.
Yeah, talking about picking up good quality companies, you touched on this as well. The criteria nowadays seems to be evolving. It's not just enough to look at PE ratios. You have to look at other indicators as well. Walk us through your thought process. How do you evaluate what is a good bargain right now?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's hard to just look at multiples and, just try to look at how you're going to see earnings growth in the short term. So I think the way we look at companies now is to look at more quality from three buckets. I think the first bucket that we look at is structural growth. What are the companies that are geared towards the mega trends, such as, if you look at calorie consumption in emerging markets, as people get more and more affluent, people will start to consume more calories, which are higher quality nutrients, as well as food safety and issues like that. And in the same way, we also look at structural stories in terms of technology. I think the sort of secular growth in 5G, AI, data centers, and so on, I think are going to play out and probably accelerated because of COVID-19. And the second bucket we look at is dividend visibility. How certain are we of dividends, and can a company pay these dividends sustainably? Are they in industries where there is, a certain demand drivers that will help them do that, or certain supply constraints that will give them an advantage? And then finally, it's diversification. How are businesses diversified from a geographic point of view or from a consumer point of view? And I think that's very, very important, learning from the lessons that we have seen from COVID when you had borders shutting down and so on.
Yeah.
So that's how we kind of look at it more than just on ratios at this stage.
Yeah. Phelan Wickersmasinger, Maybank Kim Eng, head of research for Singapore, on the line with us. So, Phelan, you talked about learning from lessons. So, looking at the past quarters, the earnings so far, and you've crunched the numbers, only 28% of stocks missed expectations. So going forward, what are expectations going to be like?
Yeah, so that was actually quite surprising for us as well when we looked at the STI components as well as our own coverage. And the other surprising fact was nearly one-fifth of our coverage actually saw upgrades to earnings as we go into the second half. So I think partly this is driven by in first quarter, analysts are going into the first quarter with a lot of fear of the unknown. And no one knew what the lockdowns in the second quarter would look like. Singapore had the circuit breaker. A lot of the region also was in lockdown. But I think as we go into the second half, you'll probably see more progressive upgrades as markets start to open and you start to see some international trade coming back. So I think, you know, you might actually start to see the E that I mentioned earlier, the earnings that I mentioned earlier, that rising and that multiple also coming off.
Yeah, so let's look at some of the sectors, right? Starting with banks, is seeing a couple of headwinds. You've got the cap on dividends, you've got loans going down, interest rates being low. Is this a place to look at right now to find value?
I think it depends on your investment horizon. I think the banks will still going into the second half, given the fact that they have taken, even though they have taken quite a bit of provisions, might still see provisions coming in, especially as NPLs start to rise, as government programs start to, some of the support programs start to come off, a lot of the sort of wage support schemes start to come off and the loan moratoriums start to come off. So there is still a little bit of uncertainty there, and I think the dividend caps that they have been put under this year will also kind of constrain them. But if you look at the sector from a much more broader point of view, I think the Singapore banks offer a lot of liquidity in US dollars and Sing dollars. They have regional businesses. And if you talk about, you know, the north-south sort of trade shift, supply chain shift, these banks are probably one of the best places to benefit from that.
Yeah, and to look at one more sector, property. And this is rather complex because you do have a lot of moving parts. You've got the COVID-19 situation, putting a bit of dampener in terms of delays for construction. And you have the REITs as well. They are seeing a lot of tenants under stress and that debt moratorium we talked about. Not everyone may be able to pay back once that is lifted. So what's your take on the property sector? Are there any stocks that stand out for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I think if you look at the property sector, as you say, the developer side, I think, you know, you're probably still a few quarters away from a full recovery, given the fact that, you know, you've had these lockdowns, there's been quite a lot of inventory that has been built up. There is some uncertainty there. But from a REITs point of view, though, I think especially the industrial REITs like A-REIT, Mapletree Logistics Trust, Mapletree Industrial Trust, I think they actually will continue to see structural growth. Remember I mentioned about the dividend bucket. And I think here they will benefit, especially from the overall e-commerce theme. They will benefit from the fact that there is supply constraints there. And also, I think they will benefit from the north-south shift in terms of supply chain.
Yeah, Thilan, just to wrap things up, what is your take on the STI's target in 12 months' time? Because we've seen the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ pushing new highs week after week, but it's not going to be the same story for Singapore because we don't have the tech names. What's going to be the picture like for the STI?
I think you still have a lot of value being offered within the Singapore market. And I think if you look at it from a regional perspective, I think, you know, given the sort of government liquidity that has been put in place, a lot of the quality value names that are here, you will still see a recovery even in the conventional sector. So you don't really need tech just for the recovery. For us, we are looking at STI target of 2995, which is about 17-18% higher from here over the next 12 months. And largely that is driven by the sort of fundamental value that some of these companies have, but also the massive liquidity that is in place as well.
Yeah, 17% upside for the STI. We've been chatting with Thilan Wickremasinghe, Maybank Kim Eng's Head of Research for Singapore. Thilan, thank you so much for your time and have a great weekend in advance.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.